We are at the IPSA World Games 2023. We're in Coventry today at the Go Ball. Tobias is with us, and Tobias, you're the assistant coach for the German women's team. How's the competition going so far?
Yeah, it's going well in a way, because we get into the quarterfinals, and after the quarterfinals, yeah, to be honest, we lost every match, but one thing is to win every match. The other thing is to get a lot of experience and a lot of practice. And that's something we are very happy about, it to be here and, yeah, get this experience we need.
How does the team prepare for something like this? What's the training schedule like?
Yeah, we are meeting with the national team every month for training camps. They are training in the club teams every week, a couple times. They are doing strength and mobility every week a couple of times. Yeah, that's the plan for the team, more or less.
How do you find players for the national team?
It's kind of difficult because, first of all, we have blind schools in Germany where we can find them and, yeah, bring them into sports. But more and more, inclusion is going to be a huge topic in Germany. Therefore, it's getting harder and harder for us to find these people with visual impairment and, yeah, to get them into sports.
The team you have then, what do they love about the game? What's so good about playing goalball?
I guess goalball is something unique, and that's what goalball makes special. Yeah, and that's the history of goalball. It's just developed for people with visual impairment, and yeah, if you don't ever played goalball, I guess that's something you can't, yeah, say.
Is it popular in Germany? Do people know about the game?
A lot of people know about them, especially after the European Championship in Rostock. Much more people heard about it and are following us now, and that's developing. That's a nice development.
Well, you're obviously hoping for great things here. What's after the IPSA Games? What's your next big challenge?
The next big challenge is the European Championship in Montenegro. Yeah, and there is the plan to hopefully stay in the pool. But, yeah, we need to figure it out. Our group is going to be very hard, so we are trying our best.
Well, Tobias, best luck with the tournament, and thanks for chatting with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.